Welcome to the Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Episode 61, Win Archiver. In this episode, I wanted to discuss an unzipping utility called Win Archiver. You can find a 30-day trial at www.winarchiver.com. This utility has all of the features that you would expect. It supports multiple file types, WinZip or Zip, WinRAR, a bunch of different file types. It has shell integration. The user interface is accessible. But one thing that it really does, which is kind of neat, is you can mount a zip file to a virtual drive and work with it in Windows Explorer. The zip file is read-only, so you could just copy files out of the zip file. But I find that pretty handy, actually, to have that capability. Sometimes I will unzip a file to a folder just to copy it somewhere else to maybe removable media or BookSense or whatever. And then I have the folder laying around. I might copy it to multiple locations, such as on an SD card or to another folder or network drive or whatever, and not having to unarchive the file each time. Or like with WinRAR, for example, if you copy and paste out of WinRAR, you have to go back to that main window and then copy and paste again, because once it does the paste, it moves it out of its temporary folder. Now I'm going to use WinArchiver to open an archive.
Internet Download Accelerator Pro. Delete bottom BET01MP3.zip status downloaded size 699.26 MB list view 7 of 7.
This is a graphic audio book that is 700 meg, so I'm going to press enter on it.
Bottom BET01MP3.zip status downloaded size 699.26 MB 7 of 7. WinArchiver and registered copy. Static box. Dialog WinArchiver. WinArchiver close static order online. Enter registration code. Continue unregistered.
Because this is an unregistered copy, I am presented with the dialog where we can order online, enter our registration code, or continue unregistered. I'm going to scroll down with the down arrow.
Order online. Dialog button. Enter registration code. Dialog button. Continue unregistered button.
And press enter.
WinArchiver and registered copy. C users. Chris downloads archives BET01MP3.zip. No selected item list view.
So now we are in the archive.
Top bottom Border Empire Trilogy 1. The Border Empire type file folder modify 20130903.
That's a folder within this archive, so I'm going to press enter.
Top BET01P. Top BET0.
Now I'm going to press the Alt key to go to the menu bar.
File F pull down. View V pull down. Action A pull down.
Scroll to the right.
Tools T pull down. Options O pull down. Help page pull down. System pull down. File F pull down.
Now I'm going to scroll down on the file menu to pull it down.
New N pull down. Open. O control O dialog. Close C. Save S disabled. Save as. A dialog. Archive properties. P dialog. Recent files are pull down.
There's your recent files.
Exit X.
And you can exit. Escape.
File F pull down.
Go to the right.
View V pull down.
In this menu item, you have how you want to view the archive, details, list, you know, your standard Windows Explorer views.
Action A pull down.
Here's action. I'm going to scroll down.
Copy to clipboard C, control C. Cut to clipboard T. Paste from clipboard P, control V disabled. View V. View with. H dialog. View with default view of V. Extract. X dialog.
This is how you would extract to a different drive or a different folder or whatever.
Information. End dialog. Add files and folders. Add dialog. New folder N. Delete. D dialog. Rename R. Add password. Dialog. Remove password. Dialog disabled. Change label L.
The label is how it would show up when it's mounted as the CD drive. By default, it uses the file name.
Copy to clipboard C, control C. Cut to clipboard T.
And then we're back to copy to clipboard, and I'm going to escape.
Action A pull down. Tools T pull down.
Now we're in tools.
Burn disk image file. B dialog.
You can burn a disk image file.
Make image file from disk CD,
you
DVD.
Can make DVD. A disk image from CD, DVD, or Blu-ray.
Compress disk image file. See dialog. Decompress XDI file. Convert disk image file. See virtual drive V pull down.
Here's the virtual drive options. I'm going to hit the right arrow key.
Mount archive to drive EC users. Chris downloads archives BET01MP3.zipm.
Here's where you would mount the archive. There is another way to do it from the tray, but I'm going to just press enter.
Menu closed. File name and bottom combo edit box.
Now
dialog open.
We are prompted for a file name, and I can just press enter because it's the current file name.
WinArchiver and registered copy C users Chris downloads archives BET01MP3.zip.
It has now mounted the file to a CD drive. Now I'm going to go back to the menu.
File F, view V, action pull down, tools T pull down.
And scroll down.
Burn disk, make image, compress disk, convert disk, virtual drive V pull down.
And we're back to the virtual drive.
Mount archive to drive EC users Chris downloads archives BET01, unmount drive E.
You can unmount the drive.
Set number of drives S pull down.
You can actually set the number of drives that you want. So maybe you want to work with multiple archives in multiple drives. And I'm going to hit right arrow.
Disable D.
And you can disable.
One drive's one checked.
You can have one drive. And I'm going to scroll up so that we can see how many drives we can have.
Disable. More M pull down. Eight drives, eight.
You can have eight drives.
Seven drives,
seven.
Eight. More M pull down.
And then there's more, so we can scroll to the right.
Nine drives, nine. 23 drives, two.
So basically, you can have up to 23 virtual drives assigned to this archive utility.
More M pull down. Set number of drives S pull down.
And I just left arrowed out of that. Scroll down.
Unmount all drives U.
You can unmount all drives.
Options O pull down.
And now we're on options.
Mount archive to drive. Options auto start test checked.
You can auto start, which is checked. You'd want the virtual drive utility to auto start.
Auto mount M.
You can auto mount archives. So for example, if I wanted this graphic audio book to automatically load when I turn my computer on into this designated drive, it will do that.
Auto start test checked.
And then we're back to auto start. So I'm going to left arrow.
Options O pull down.
Left arrow again.
Virtual drive V pull down.
And I'm going to scroll down.
Search in archive. S dialog. Burn disk image file. B dialog.
Now we're back to burn disk image file. So I'm going to press escape.
Tools T pull down.
Scroll to the right.
Options O pull down.
And I'm going to scroll down.
Configuration. C dialog.
We have configuration.
Language L pull down.
And language.
Configuration. C dialog.
And now we're back to configuration. So I'm going to press enter on configuration.
Menu closed file association. Select all top. Zip no selected item list box 1 of 57. Property okay. Sheet configuration.
As you can see, it supports up to 57 file types. So I'm just going to scroll down through a couple of them.
Top. Zip 1 of 57. Full stop. RAR 2 of 57. Full stop. 7Z3 of 57. Full stop. MZP4 of 57. Full stop. ISO 5 of 57. Full stop. XDI6 of 57.
Tab.
File association select all button.
You can select all.
File associations remove all button.
Remove all.
Temporary folder edit box.
Here's where you could specify a temporary folder.
Temporary folder button. Default viewer CWINDOWS system 32 notepad.exe edit box. Default viewer button. Shell integration enables shell integration checkbox checked.
Here's where you can turn on or off shell integration, and that means that if you are in Windows Explorer, you can press enter on an archive and it will open that archive for you. Or you can select options from your context menu.
Miscellaneous clear open files history button. Online upgrade check for updates automatically checkbox checked. Online upgrade check now. Dialog button. General tap control 1 of 2.
And then I'm going to scroll to the right.
Virtual drive 2 of 2.
Then we have virtual drive.
Number of virtual drives 1 drives combo box 2 of 24.
Again, here is another way where you can select virtual drive options.
Virtual drive options auto start checkbox checked. Virtual drive options auto mount checkbox unchecked. Virtual drive letter assignment no selected item list view. Virtual drive letter assignment edit. Dialog button. Temporary folder for virtual drive edit box. Temporary folder for virtual drive button. Virtual drive tap control 2 of 2.
And I'm going to press escape so that I don't make any inadvertent changes.
WinArchiver and registered copy C users Chris downloads archives BET01MP3.zip. BET01.
Now, if you remember, I already mounted the archive that I want to deal with. So I am going to press Alt-F4 to close WinArchiver. Then I'm going to load my file manager of choice.
Desktop, Studio Recorder List View 20. EP, Explorer 2 Pro X6.
Press Enter.
Explorer Desktop Computer. See Users Chris Desktop Top Chris Size Folder Attributes D Modified 5/29/2013/106.
Now if I move over to my computer.
Computer Top Gateway C Type Local Disk Total Size 917 GB.
And I scroll down.
BD ROM Drive D Type CD Drive 2 of 12. CD Drive EBET01 MP3 Type CD Drive Total Size 702 MB Free Space 0 Bytes File System UDF 3 of 12.
And there's my mounted archive, and I'm going to press Enter.
Top Bottom Border Empire Trilogy 1 The Border Empire Size Folder Attributes RAD Modified 9/3/2013/12/45/46. Top Bottom.
And I just hit the down arrow key to select that folder, and I'm going to press Control C to copy it.
Copied to clipboard. Top Bottom Border Empire Trilogy 1 The Border Empire. See Users Chris Desktop Top Chris Size Folder Attribute.
Now I'm going to go to my drive C.
C. Top Backup Program Size Folder Attributes D Modified 3/24/2013/4/46/28 AM Unselect.
And I'm going to create a new folder.
A new folder edit box. TEST 2. C test 2 size folder attributes D.
Press Enter.
No selected item.
And then I'm going to paste.
Pasted from clipboard. No selected item. Progress. Pause the operation unchecked checkbox. No selected item list view. Top bottom border Empire Trilogy 1 the border.
And there it is. I'm going to switch to drive M, which is one of my network drives.
M. Top books size folder attribute.
Go into my books folder.
Top Christmas Carol size.
And then I will paste with Control V again. Now remember, WinArchiver is closed and I'm just working with the virtual drive.
Pasted from clipboard. Progress. Pause the operation unchecked checkbox.
I am currently running Windows Eyes version 8.3 under Windows 8. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of WinArchiver. Again, you can get your trial from www.winarchiver.com. It is around $30 US. And in my opinion, for the ability to mount archives as CD drives, I think it is well worth it. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider rating it in iTunes. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, my contact information follows.
The preceding program was a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. To contact, please visit www.mysticaccess.com or call 1-888-678-1433. You may also email Chris at mysticaccess.com or follow on Twitter at www.twitter.com/mysticaccess. Also, visit our podcast site at www.mysticaccesspodcast.com. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the program.